We were talking about the fact that if you're meant to get six numbers in the lottery and you only get five, the price difference from just not having that extra number, it can be huge.
Yes.
Thanks to Marco's text in saying, in the early 90s, Shell petrol stations ran a scratch card promotion based on Star Trek. If you revealed seven Captain Kirks, you won a share of 250,000. The second prize was 10,000 if you revealed four Spocks. Somehow, I revealed seven Kirks and won a share of 250,000. You can imagine my utter disappointment when a cheque for £48 landed on my doorstep.
No.
Now, that's the thing. If you're winning a share of £250,000,
yes,
you ain't winning £250,000.
48 quid.
48 quid. From a share of £250,000. Do you know anything is? I remember that competition, Marco, because I got four Spocks and won £250,000.
Ah, well. The Chris Moyles
Show. Should have got a Spock.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Early bird test drives are now available.
Radio X.
Muller Corner Originals presents...
Let's get ready to crumble!
Let's get ready to crumble! Let's get ready to crumble!
The 90s are back once again with Muller Corner Originals Apple Crumble and Cherry Bakewell inspired.
The Admiral spots the Greens. They're doing up their house.
Need a hand with anything?
No, no. Once the solar panels are up, our eco-transformation is complete. We've even bought a new electric car. Green, to match the house.
Yeah, it looks fab. But why are we whispering?
We're trying to reduce our noise pollution.
Admiral is as committed as the Greens in covering your switch to electric. Get a quote now for your electric car and more. Admiral Insurance, always looking out for you.
What has two toppings and serves two hungry people? Shall I just tell you? It's Domino's Collection Perfection. That's just $7.99 for any two-topping medium pizza when you collect. Bargain. So go on, strut down to your local Domino's store now.
Domino!
T's and C's apply. See dominos.co.uk.
Spring into the future with the smartest iPhone yet. iPhone 16 Pro Max is built for Apple Intelligence, which helps you write, express yourself, and get things done effortlessly. What's even better, now at Vodafone, you can save a massive £360. Go online or in-store today. End 17th of April. Vodafone.
Saving on 5GB plan over 36 months. 100MB max speed. Eligibility, credit checks and terms apply. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.2 or later.
Beat the April energy cap rise. Fix your price with Octopus Energy. Britain's number one choice. Visit octopus.energy/one.
Hey Sainsbury's, any ideas how I can impress this Mother's Day?
Give the gift all mums want, your time. You could cook up a roast, just how she likes it. Pick up a Buy Sainsbury's medium whole chicken today and get it half price with Nectar. Perfect for making a day of it.
Nice.
Oh, and don't forget to grab some flowers.
Oh, great idea. But if she asks, I thought of it.
Spoiling her this Mother's Day? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
18 plus, subject to availability. Nectar card required. Supermarkets only, excludes locals. Ends 1st of April.
Nothing beats a Jet2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Ibiza, Lanzarote and Crete. And relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. So, book now from your nearest airport with Jet2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thang, more stack and pack fun.
Let's dance a late.
Plus, radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge, the Pet Town quiz, and move over, Captain. I'm coming on the Moylesy Show any second.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Picture a hash brown. Yep. There it is. Right there. Would you look at that? A golden oval of crispy deliciousness. From where? Well, you already know. Breakfast done properly. Served until 11 a.m.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyles Show.
my mother-in-law, say what you want about deaf people. Have you ever noticed? Not my words, but the words of Lou Sanders, because she's a comedian and an old comedian.
That's it.
Do that shtick.
That's, yeah.
We'll also find out from Lou, is she Lou Sanders or Lou Saunders?
Sanders.
Or, yeah.
I think she's a Sanders.
Captain, what are you saying?
I'd go Sanders, I think. Yeah.
I'd go Sanders. James?
Sanders.
And Dom?
Sanders.
Well, Sanders.
We'll all find out when Lee comes into the studio in just a few minutes. See what I did there. After a new order from Radio X.
So extraordinary. So-
guess what? Lou's not here. Her people are here from her management company, but Lou's not here. Problem with taxis, traffic, all of that.
The usual, yeah.
So, as Avalon have made it, Avalon is the management company, look after a lot of comedians, but Lou hasn't made it. I'm going to plug some of the other Avalon acts' tours.
Right.
Richard Herring is currently on tour with his hugely successful, popular Can I Have My Ball Back stand-up show.
He's very good, isn't he?
Yeah. You can catch him in Glasgow on the 28th of March and Edinburgh on the 29th, and then in Leeds on the 30th of March.
Okay.
He's playing the Leeds City Varieties. Visit the websites for more details. And then he does his very, very funny Leicester Square Theatre podcast. His guests are Tim Key.
Oh, love
Tim
Key.
Chloe Radcliffe. That's on the 14th of April.
Mm.
To our listeners who are outside of the UK, the very funny Ed Gamble continues with his Hot Diggity Dog tour. Mm. And he's going to be hitting Australia and New Zealand in June of this year.
Fantastic.
So check out the website, Ed's website, for more details of how you can see him live.
Nice. We saw Ed yesterday, didn't we? Gave him a quick wave.
Yep. Frank Skinner, is he doing anything at the moment? Greg Davis, he's done him. Lucy Beaumont. I mean, there's Ian Sterling. There's so many other acts.
So many.
I could read out the tour dates for.
Choose from. Yeah.
We're going to have to... If she's going to be like... She's not going to make it, is she?
Well, she's close. She's come from a very long way away.
Mm.
Did I say where she's from?
Yeah, you said the moon.
No, I didn't say that.
She's come from the moon.
Why did you say the moon?
She drove from Margate.
It's a long journey from the moon.
Margate?
Yeah, I'm just checking if we can get her on the phone, maybe.
Right.
I mean, you'd have thought she'd have left yesterday. I mean, no offence, just to get out of Margate.
Mm.
Hey, Margate's nice. We've been there.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not nice. We've been there.
You've stayed at the Albion Room.
That was nice.
Stayed with the Libertines. It was great.
Libertines Hotel.
Yep.
We went to an escape room.
We
turns
did.
Out it's just Margate.
And we did escape.
Anyway, so we'll probably, I don't know what we'll do. Maybe we'll speak to her on the phone. I don't know. Someone's just texted if she's been stuck in traffic in a taxi, but she's not laughing now.
No, probably not.
Well, anyway, Lou Saunders. Lou's not here.
No, she's not, sadly. Oh, what a shame.
We'll work out what we're going to do with her. 4 minutes away. She was 4 minutes away, 8 minutes away, minutes ago.
We can ring her until she's there if you want.
Is she even in London?
She's currently by the seaside.
Hmm. You text me, James.
Well, I'm just...
saying she's 5 minutes away, and that was 9 minutes ago. You're now telling me she's 4 minutes away.
Hmm.
This is... comedian time.
I have a horrible feeling she will be here, but she'll be here for about 2 minutes. And then
we've got Johnny Vaughan on as well. He's coming in. And I bet you any money, for once, Johnny Vaughan is on time, if not early.
Yeah.
I've got a phone number. Let me go and brief. You play a record of the week and we'll maybe get her on after that.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe we won't, because she ain't here!
She's 10 minutes away in 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's clever that, isn't it? Mind you, that's how the moon works. Different times.
The Horn Section's hit show is a very funny show with Alex Horn and lots of great musicians. Go and see that show.
Okay. Hey, Chris, when's Lou Saunders on tour?
She's not. This is the Radio X Track of the Week. It's a brand new single from Good Neighbours and it's called Ripple.
Again, bang, bang, hit the wall, it's done. float. You used to never let your tea run cold. I guess I've never ever been so low. It's so frustrating.
Neighbours, great song. Another good Radio X record of the week. I like how we try and take credit for it. It's their new song. We just made it the record of the week. That is called Ripple, and it's from Good Neighbours. Right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make an exact decision.
Okay.
If Lou doesn't have anything to do this morning, we may as well just go, take your time,
yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
I've never met the woman. She, what?
She's on line A if you want to talk to her now.
I don't know if I want to talk to her now. I've never met her before.
Well, she might be a bit stressed.
Could be fun.
Yeah, but she's going to be stressed. And I'm going to be like, what time do you call this love? We're going to end up like a married couple bickering. I know. And the whole reason she's on the show is like, I'm like, oh, she's really, really funny.
She's great, yeah.
Shall we get her on the show?
Mm.
And now she's not here.
But when you say bickering married couple, I hear funny radio.
Yeah, but it's not a great introduction. You know, it's not my opening gambit to her. Oh, you met Chris Moyles, didn't you? Yeah, well, kind of met him, yeah. Oh, what did he say to you? His first words to me were, what time do you call this then, love? It's not a great opening gambit, is it? But what I was going to suggest was if... Are you... Well, I don't know, where? What line is she on?
Line A.
A, I think, yeah.
Oh, hold on. I don't even have line A set. Hang on. Phones, line A, load source... There you go. Okay. Lou.
Hi.
Hi. You're live, by the way. So what? No. What time do you call this, love?
I know. Well, guess what? I'm coming in the building right now. Hello.
Hi.
Two security men looking at me. Yes, I'm supposed to be...
See, now she's ignoring me. Right now. Now she's ignoring me. She's not even actually talking to me.
She's being polite to the security people.
Chris, I don't care who you are.
Oh, God. And now Courtney's shouting in the background.
Courtney's right. Getting involved.
You get yourself settled. I'll speak to you in a second. All right, so there's Lou there. What I was going to suggest was, if she doesn't have loads to do, let's just talk to her at 9:30.
Yeah.
Then she can get herself a coffee or a vegan drink, whatever these people have.
Vegan fruit juice.
Relax.
Yeah.
And then we can speak to her after Johnny Vaughan at 9:30.
Yeah, Johnny is here. I've just seen Johnny.
Johnny's early. Oh, the irony. There he is. Look, there's Johnny. Oh. Johnny's not meant to be on until 9:00. Yeah. He gets in early. Lou's late. Johnny's early.
Johnny.
What beginning style?
Johnny Vaughan, everybody.
He always says that. Every door he walks into.
Well, that's his nickname is Gangnam Style.
God, well, do you know something?
You know we're live, by the way. Just
are you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're live.
Just
right.
In case.
Do you know this studio brings back such memories?
Yeah. You did a show here, didn't you?
Yesterday.
It's crazy the times I've had here.
Really?
And to see you here now.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Where did you sit when you did the show?
The whole studio was different.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because back then,
yeah,
all music we played was live.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, you would get the bands in?
We had bands, yeah.
Wow.
So there'd be like 30 bands outside.
Wow.
And
wow, that's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah.
It?
And of course, back then also, everyone smoked. And drank.
Yeah.
It was like an off-license with a busker in it.
I like it.
Crazy times, Chris.
Crazy times. It's Johnny Vaughan, everybody.
Good morning to you.
Johnny Vaughan.
Morning, Johnny.
Woo! Go on, sit Gangnam Style up.
I don't know where Gangnam Style is.
Come on.
I don't know how to find
Gangnam Style.
Are you a morning person?
No, you know I'm not.
Well, no, I don't know that because you know, look at you bounced in like Tigger this morning. But maybe you might be.
God, this place brings back memories.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to find Gangnam Style.
Johnny's no, coming with...
No, but it really does.
Yeah.
You've come in with a joke and I love it.
No, but honestly, it really does. I remember a young Bill Haley.
Here we are.
Wow, was it that long ago?
Wow.
And his comments. Oppa
Gangnam Style.
That's what they want. That's what they
Gangnam
want.
Gangnam Style.
Chaos. Three of the rickshaw guys. This goes out to the rickshaw men of Leicester Square. Don't let this song die.
I think they've been driving Lewin this morning from the coast.
I haven't heard this for years, and it's so brilliant.
I always thought Burger King never saw the genius of this to offer a Whopper Gangnam Style.
Why Burger King?
What is that? Because they do the Burger King Whopper.
Right.
So you go in and go, I'd like a Whopper, Gangnam Style. And all the staff just kick off and dance and go mad. It just goes, Whopper, Gangnam Style. And it's just crazy.
Everybody listening now who works for Burger King's like, thank God Johnny's not our CEO.
Yeah, you're right.
Gangnam Style, we've got to dance again.
Yeah.
Somebody's just texting, WTF is going on.
What the?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Chaos.
But in my day, we just...
Whopper Gangnam Style.
It would mean like a really spicy Whopper. Yeah. I don't know, 83936, what would be on your Whopper Gangnam Style? Love to hear from you.
Here's the travel.
Now listen, are you going to be all right today? Now, will you go home and have a nap before the show this afternoon? Because otherwise you're going to be like just a bundle of energy from four.
God, this place brings back memory.
That's the one. Listen, you're before we get into the
Mosey,
chat...
You're the best.
Thank you.
You're just the best.
Thank you very much. What? Talk me through your... We'll get into the podcast after nine. Talk me through your 4 till 7 Fang show. 4 o'clock you start, 7 o'clock you finish.
Yeah.
Every time you text me, it's always between 4 and 6 whilst you're on the air. Friday, my text from you came 6 minutes into your show.
Because you're the best. Because I wouldn't... I'm honouring you with...
Right. It's like you start the show at 4 and you go, don't you worry, we'll take it from here. You go to the first song and you go, right, text messages.
No, because sometimes in that moment I sort of think, well, Chris needs to hear this now. Right. I need to tell the man, yeah? If it occurs to me, I'll tell you straight away.
I was telling the team, I was saying on the air the other day about the lovely... heartfelt message that you sent when you heard the news of Pippa announcing she was leaving.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. What the actual beep? Pippa's going to heartless more like.
Heartless. Right. Heartless Pippa.
Johnny takes it very... Johnny's very protective.
She's dead to me.
She hasn't left yet, Johnny.
Yeah. She's like the Terence Alexander Arnold of British radio. She really is.
Terence?
The Terence Trent
Darby.
The Terence Trent Arnold.
Yeah.
She's the Terence Trent Arnold.
In fact, Morrissey, just an extra, can you do us a favour here?
Come on.
Okay, for the kickabout, my weekend sports show, after your brilliant morning show where you show the craft
The two hardest working DJs on Radio X.
Easily. I would add to that the word easily.
Yeah.
But when you've just literally souped up the whole nation with your DJing skills on a Saturday. Right after that, I do amazing drivel around the cones of sport, yeah? Now, this my text in this week, just to sort of say, I don't want to use your show
no,
for this.
No, use it. Use away.
But I read in the papers today that one Liverpool fan said, he was talking about Trent Alexander. Get this. He says, I'd be dropping Trent for the rest of the season. Don't let him say his goodbyes. Don't even have him on the bench. Don't let him be part of any celebrationary parade.
Yeah.
83936, what else? What else would you... I'd have been just manacled.
This Liverpool fan lived in India? Where was this voice?
No, he was Welsh.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, come on, the obvious one.
The old Liverpool fan from Colwyn Bay.
I'd have him manacled. I've had him manacled to the bench and flogged every game.
Dom, is it like being back at Anfield?
It is like being at Anfield.
My mum's a Scouser, actually, so I'm in Toxteth.
Is she?
Yeah, she is. She's from Toxteth. She's from Toxteth.
She's from Swansea.
Oh, Toxteth. Lovely part of the world.
Would like you.
Where are you calling from there, June? Calling from Swansea. Oh, lovely part of the world.
Look how happy Johnny is.
Because it's great to be here.
It's lovely to have you here, Johnny.
I tell you what, without Piv, it's kind of blokey.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a serious question now.
Yeah.
So, you like a steam, right?
Oh, that's today. Today, Steam Wednesdays.
Right.
You like a steam, and you often go for a steam with Toby,
yeah,
who is married to Pippa.
The big man.
Pippa's leaving Radio X.
Yeah. Mm.
Will that affect your views on the steamage with Toby?
It's a good question, that.
Well, am I going to boycott the whole family?
Yeah.
It's a very good question.
Toby likes his sandwich he has when he has a steam.
We've got to say, yeah, I know, he always goes for ham with piccalilli, and he's really cheesed off of me, because I've said he can't have the squash.
What do you mean?
He's not allowed orange squash.
Why?
Because it's bad for us.
Yeah.
Orange squash?
Yeah, they offer you orange squash, and I banned him. No, wow. He's got to have the cucumber water. and that's that.
This is true.
Because otherwise, it's just the amount of squash that child drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Seriously.
An orange.
And I'm going to tell you now, we've got to think seriously about, I don't know, tariffs.
Yeah.
On the two of them.
But particularly Toby.
He should have to start some sort of 25% deal as he steps in. But being part of that, literally, I'd call them an alliance. Of traitorship.
Whoa.
I'll be honest.
Strong.
How did you feel about it? Has anyone asked you how you feel about it?
What, Pippa leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, she's dead to me.
Absolutely like right. Yeah, absolutely. Damn right.
I'm very, very loyal to Radio X.
Yeah.
Unless somebody comes along with more money.
If you, if you win an award now, don't even let her be part of the title celebrations or parade. Yeah. 83936, what else would you do?
Manacle her to a bench.
I just think he should stand by the, this is Terence Trent Alexander, he should stand by the corner flag, and that's his position.
Yes.
And look woeful.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with the great mind that is Johnny Vaughan, and we will take a break. 83936, there you go, beautiful part of the world. Well, we'll take a break, we'll do the news.
Yeah, Lou Sanders is somewhere in the building still.
Lou is here.
Yeah.
Our guest who's on before you, but who's now going to be on after you.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got such great memories of the studio.
Okay, there you go. Johnny Vaughan, everybody. The Chris Moyles Show. We'll be back with more. Radio
X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Kamiq. A bold look to explore your world.
Radio X.
Spring into the future with the smartest iPhone yet. iPhone 16 Pro Max is built for Apple intelligence, which helps you write, express yourself, and get things done effortlessly. What's even better, now at Vodafone, you can save a massive £360. Go online or in-store today. End 17th of April. Vodafone.
Saving on 5GB plan over 36 months, 100MB max speed. Eligibility, credit checks and terms apply. Apple intelligence requires iOS 18.2 or later.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crisp in with Walker's. Delicious.
Ooh, who's that?
She's automating invoices on the go.
QuickBooks can save you up to 8 hours a week, so you can bring your vision to life. Business differently with the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Now up to 90% off for new customers. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey, 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
What has two toppings and serves two hungry people? Shall I just tell you? It's Domino's Collection Perfection. That's just $7.99 for any two-topping medium pizza when you collect. Bargain. So go on, strut down to your local Domino's store now.
Domino!
T's and C's apply. See dominoes.co.uk.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more and be protected against future price rises by switching to one of our fixed price tariffs. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
On The Beach.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
So we'll speak to Johnny Vaughan about his brand new podcast, Blooming Legends, after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's 2 minutes past nine.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor is expected to reveal further cuts to benefits this lunchtime. Reductions in welfare spending set out last week look like they won't save the government as much as they first thought. Rachel Reeves will announce more than £2 billion for defence. Defence Secretary John Healey's told Radio X it's very much needed.
The world is changing and our task is to secure Britain's future. So this investment will make Britain stronger and safer in an insecure world.
In other news this morning, the latest UK inflation figure has been published. It stands at 2.8% in February. That's down from 3% in January. Economists have warned it could be the calm before the storm before widespread bill rises arrive next month. A new report suggesting a smoking ban would create a significant boost to the British economy. Research commissioned by Action on Smoking and Health says tens of thousands of jobs could be created if people bought goods rather than tobacco. It's ahead of a final vote by MPs on proposals to stop anyone born after 2009 in England from ever buying cigarettes. And the competition's watchdog says Ticketmaster may have broken the law over ticket sales for Oasis last summer. It's raised a number of concerns, including tickets costing twice as much as others, but offering no added benefits. Dan Smith from Bastille was on the show with us yesterday, talking about what touts are taking from the UK music industry.
Touts took last year £145 million out of what could have been going back into the music industry. Yeah. And that's not just going into artists' pockets, that's like grassroots venues, that's letting tours happen that bring up other bands, that's venues, that's all of it.
Ticketmaster say they welcome the CMA's input in helping make the industry even better for fans.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Sport.
Wales scored in the 96th minute to rescue a 1-1 draw against North Macedonia last night in World Cup qualifying. David Brooks got the late equaliser. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland suffered a 5-1 defeat away to Sweden in their friendly in Stockholm. Arsenal will need to battle from 2-0 down in the second leg of their Women's Champions League quarter-final against Real Madrid later. That's if they're to reach the last four. Over 20,000 tickets have been sold for the match at the Emirates. And boxing promoter Eddie Hearn says Anthony Joshua still has hopes of facing Tyson Fury. The former world heavyweight champion is also lining up a rematch with Daniel Dubois. Hearn has told Sky Sports News that Joshua's got between a few fights left in him before retiring.
We've got to get it right. He's got to be 100%. And it's also got to be a fight that means something to him. He's not fighting for the money. He's not fighting because he needs to. He's fighting because he wants to. He wants to challenge himself. He wants to be in big fights. And he wants to become world heavyweight champion again.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Should be lots of sunshine around for much of the UK. A bit of rain later on by this afternoon for the northwest of Scotland and Northern Ireland.
I'm sorry, I was just making noise like Johnny was when he was turning over the newspaper page while doing your news. I've never had anyone turn over a newspaper so loudly.
17
Gangnam
degrees.
Gangnam Style.
From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Johnny Vaughan, 4 minutes and then you're on. Talking about your podcast.
Cool. That's enough time to play Gangnam Style.
Yeah, we've got enough time to play Gangnam Style. Gangnam style. It is. Unless you want to save it for your show today. Well, you can do both. We'll do both. We'll do both.
Coming up, more wicked and wacky Wednesday waffling to wake you up on this damn fine morning.
That's right, Paul. Thank you.
She made Joe Wilkinson giggle on Last One Laughing.
Yeah.
And she'll be in the studio soon to make us laugh.
Hopefully.
Lou Sanders will be here. Naughty Torty.
Hey, guys.
Plus, Polly is putting the medal on with a request hour from 10.
Yeah,
let her know what songs you want to hear shortly, folks.
Yeah, we'll do. I'll let her know.
Hey, let's get a rip-roaring record on, shall we?
Yeah.
Chris Miles Show.
What are we going to play?
Radio X.
Come on, Johnny.
No other choice.
You know it.
When there's records like this,
that's right.
Open Gangnam Style.
This record gives you no choice.
Gangnam Style.
You're cornered by its power. Not by its rhythm. For me, it's the rhythm of the night.
I know. I'm going to play this instead. Hey, Captain, it's Mr. David Bowie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Dance to the song playing on the radio. Color lights up your face. Let's sway. Sway through the crowd to an empty space. If you say run, I'll run with you. If you say hide, we'll hide. If you should fall into my arms, tremble like a flower.
Our guest, there's no swearing when they're live on the radio.
Yes.
You've done all that. You tell them what radio station it is.
Radio X.
Yeah, okay.
Best station.
Ladies and gentlemen, back in the day, you may remember there was a TV show called... I'm doing the intro. There was a TV show called The Big Breakfast.
Yep.
And it was hugely popular. It was hosted by Chris Evans and Gabby Roslin.
Mm. You know that.
Gabby Roslin's still with us, still entertaining us.
That's it.
And sadly, Chris Evans is
what
also
happened
still
to
with
him?
Us. I don't
what
know.
Happened to the ginger guy?
He lost his powers. Anyway, then the big
what
breakfast.
Power? What powers?
Yeah, powers in the early 90s, yeah, to be
yeah,
fair.
Powers, yeah, powers. Yeah,
anyway,
powers, yeah.
The show moved on. It wasn't the same. Mm. And then all of a sudden,
boom.
The door burst open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mark Little.
And it, no, no, it's you. This
he
is
was
your,
good,
your
wasn't
intro.
It?
Oh, this is my bit. I was just ready for another of your. Hey, you thought I was good.
No, I'm bigging you up. And then in what this, this, you know, Cockney Barrow boy,
stud.
Poor man's Alan Sugar type character.
That's a poor man's Alan Sugar.
And he goes, I know what we need.
Really?
And the chemistry, no matter who sat next to him, was electric. And that man went on to host the Brits, have his own comedy show, launch BBC Three, end up doing the Capital Breakfast Show, end up not doing the Capital Breakfast Show, and then coming to Radio X.
I did TalkSport in between.
No one knows. And then,
you did
thing on Five Live. Is that is yours, isn't it?
Still producing.
Yep.
Don't talk about it.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about what's glory.
Ladies and gentlemen, they know him in the industry as Johnny Vaughan.
Yeah. Morning, Johnny.
Great to be back in the studio. I can tell you now, I've got such great memories.
Yeah, yeah.
When was the last time you were in the studio?
God. God, let me think. Janet Jackson was there.
Wow.
Actually, this was the studio I did Capital Breakfast from.
It was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've done some really weird in here.
True or false? He didn't say the T.
No, he didn't. I'm misleading.
True or false? Yeah. I heard that through that glass there into Leicester Square.
Yeah, because you saw the guy in the room.
Because you
with the curtain open.
What?
You know that window there?
Yeah.
There was a guy sitting on the end of his bed going for it.
What?
No, I'm not kidding.
It's a hotel through
just,
the window.
Yeah, we were just all lined up. Yeah. It's just, wow. It was crazy. But suddenly as we were watching the display, I just didn't know who was sicker.
And that's how we met.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Because I waved.
And here you are now. You've moved. Wow. You've moved literally to
reunited.
I heard that glass is bulletproof because you used to do your show in here.
That's true, yeah.
There you go.
That's true. And it was one of the things I insisted. The only time that glass has ever been attacked is when a rival hit music radio station got a cherry picker.
I know who that was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they put their lips on that... And security came out. It was really weird because there was a guy now who was doing it who suddenly realised he's trapped. He can't. You can't run when you're up a cherry picker.
That's true.
And he was there. And so they started to drive away on it. And he was up there and realised there's now cables. He was going to get garrotted. But it was like drama at 20 metres up in Leicester Square. It was crazy. And when we were at the right height to see it.
You've been in this building a long time now.
Yeah,
haven't
I have.
You?
Yeah, yeah. And great years. But I look back fondly.
Are you like me? We obviously, we, you and I helped launch Radio X on day one.
We did, yeah.
Are you like me and Dom? It feels like we've been here for two years or something. It's 9.5 years we've been doing these shows.
10 years in September.
No,
it's incredible.
You mustn't fall for this.
Right.
Everyone loves this thing. They're going, you know, on the one hand, it seems like yesterday. On the one hand, you know, it seems like years ago.
Mm.
The thing is, all memories are held at the same distance. You don't, when you think of something, you don't have to flick back through all your photos on your iPhone to get there.
Right.
You start going back through 10 years and you see how much has happened, you get a sense of it. But all memories are held at the same distance. Don't be fooled. Wow. Don't be fooled by the mind.
You're like a butter.
That is wise.
But they
words,
are. They are. If it's a
that
clear,
makes sense.
And then someone will tell you something. Do you remember that time? And you haven't thought about that for years.
Yeah.
And now that's on your mind. That's as clear as yesterday.
Mm.
In fact, sometimes clearer.
Yeah.
If they've told the story well and really manipulated you.
Mm.
And you know, changed your memories. And so now you literally you think. No, but what I'm saying is, don't be fooled by it. It's all.
I like that.
It was ever thus. Flick through your phone and all the photos. You know, and that's not even all your life, because you only photograph the times when you're not having that good fun.
I want to talk about this podcast.
I do too.
Johnny Vaughan has a podcast. It's him and Gavin Woods. Gavin the Woodman Woods.
Yeah.
I can't call him Gavin Woods because He's Gavin the Woodman Woods.
He's Gavin the Woodman Woods, yeah.
On our sheet of paper, it actually says Johnny and Gaz.
It says Gaz.
You and Gaz are doing well on this one.
Do you know what I love about it? Gaz. Three letters and you messed one up. Wow, man. That's sloppy production values, isn't it?
That is bad.
God, is that just Pippa already? Mentally, she's moved out already. Yeah, absolutely. She's packed a locker.
Yeah.
Now, Bloomin' Legends is the name of the podcast. You can listen to it on Global Player. You can listen right now or when the show finishes.
Yeah.
Johnny, what's the idea all about?
Well, every single day, Gav, as you know, has an heroic little slot, and he wedges a hero in there.
Yes, he does.
And we had so much interest in it, and people like it so much. And there's so much more to tell about some of the amazing characters that go in there, the rogues, the villains, the eccentrics, the inventors, the animals, the whatever, that we thought, let's do a podcast about them. Let's expand it. It also goes back to when I was a local journalist, and our editor, who wasn't that good with people, but was quite stuffy and old, and he used to, every Friday, after we'd gone to press, for Friday, we used to have Friday drinks, and used to go tenner in the whip. But during the week, you had to research a good lad from history. So everyone had to say, who's your good lad? I think he did it to avoid conversation. Good.
Right.
So we all went around the table and go, who's your good lad? He used to go, who's your good lad from history? He used to say, my good lad is so-and-so. They go, why is he a good lad? And then you'd have to say why they're a good lad. And then he'd look and he'd go, good lad. And if they were praising exceptional, you. used to be able to take your money out of the whip, which was rare. But what he really liked was when you could have any local connection. So you had to say, if you had a big figure from history, like a general or whatever, they once stayed at like an obscure hotel, or they were a friend of a local dignitary and they once stayed at Glevedon Manor with Lady whatever. Then he said, local connection. He goes, that's in the paper. So we used to do that. And I mean, some of them are amazing. I remember once he fished out. His were always the best. He once fished out a cat called Sir Thomas Metcalfe from the days of the Raj. Sir Thomas Metcalfe forbade women from eating cheese.
Whoa.
Quite right.
Whoa.
Do you know why?
That's extreme.
Yep.
I love the way you know why.
Cheese is horrible.
No. No. Thin end of the wedge. First, it's cheese. That's what he felt. Sir Thomas Metcalfe also, he was a governor there. He forbade women from eating mango.
Wow.
Do you know why?
Thin end of the wedge.
Have you ever seen a woman eating a mango? It's obscene. That was his reason. If people were boring him, he used to nod to his servant. He used to just drop a red hot coal in their pocket.
He sounds great fun.
Yeah.
I do something similar with Dom. If I scratch my eyes or something, Dom will just, you know, get me out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I scratch it a lot when James is talking to me.
Once a guy bored him all evening, and he let... This is an account of this is in Jeremy Paxman's book, The English, and he let a tiger into their bedroom. They woke up and there was a tiger in there because they bored him. He wasn't a nice man at all.
All these stories are from the editor of that paper that you worked on.
Exactly right. No, but he ran the newspaper as, this was the genius of it. He ran this little local paper as almost a Mickey take of a local paper. Right. If you picked it up on a train, you'd think, look at this, this is so hilariously local. If you were local, you'd think, yeah, it's a decent local paper.
Yes.
And if you knew what he was doing, you'd know
that
it was a deliberate Mickey take. So it worked on three
That's
levels.
Clever.
He was genius.
He used to give him his own episode.
Yeah, no, things passed now.
Oh.
No. But yes, I should do. Wouldn't stop it.
Hold on. You do Rasputin in one of them.
I regret saying it. I regret it, all right? God.
So there's new episodes released every Monday. I think there's four episodes out now.
Yes.
Of Bloomin' Legends.
And
now,
so we just broke the top 10 of the history podcast.
Well done.
And also we're ahead of Joe Rogan. But you know what? What's really good about that?
What?
Well, come on.
You're so silly.
Once.
No, go on.
No, I'm not
going
to. Because I suddenly realised what I was going to say.
No, go on, say it.
Idiotic.
Johnny, say it.
Okay, I was going to say is that history, apparently, that's the one you want to be in.
Yeah, right, okay.
They're the ones that really go abroad. People look to Britain for history.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of it.
Not really.
It's right now. History is now.
Once upon a time called now.
That's right.
That's good. That's profound.
History will always be there.
We have not, like, compared to the Italians and stuff. They really go back.
Yeah. But the Americans love it, though, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
They haven't got much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's history all around us. I mean, look at Dom's shirt, for example. Mm. Yes, you exactly. know.
Can't remember those.
That's an old favourite.
I think that was in the studio when, back in the... I think it's one of the studio shirts.
It's one of the bag of shirts that you gave us.
Bag of shirts.
From the Big Breakfast.
Why were you so obsessed with that bag of shirts?
I've got one.
I never... Why did you find it so funny?
Captain wore one the other day, I think.
I love everything about this, Johnny. Number one, when you used to do the Big Breakfast, you wore check shirts that were from the same designer. They're all Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
Right? And you have hundreds of them.
I do, yeah.
Must have cost a fortune as well, right? You seemingly have kept all, if not most, of the shirts you ever had.
No, most of them were giveaways. Okay, a lot of them were giveaways for those ones, because the people would... At the very end, we did like a charity auction for them. You could buy them frame, because they'd been in the same... lens as a famous person.
Right. Okay, so Johnny saw Captain one day, he looks at him, and to cut a very long story short, Johnny goes, I'm going to give you a shirt out of my loft.
I know, but why were you so obsessed with the bag of shirts?
Because it turns out you have a bag of shirts.
I've got a bag of... No, but you just...
From the Big Breakfast days, you don't just have a few, you've got bag of shirts.
A bag of shirts. No, but as soon as you heard bag of shirts, literally your eyes fan like
no
a
one in the
cartoon
world,
fruit machine.
No, not even Ralph Lauren himself. Bag, has bag. A bag of Ralph Lauren check shirts.
Here you go, Ralph. Bag of shirts.
Anyway, we've all got one now.
Yeah.
And we were doing... Do you know what?
You've got one, Dom.
I have got one.
I've got
I'll
one.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've got a really nice one.
I've screen matched it.
Yeah. No, you've got a really rare one, because only for 2 years they did that little American label that sticks out of the pocket. There's only about four of those in existence.
There you go.
A rare groove on that. Well picked.
Oh, I was getting changed the other day, and I'm like, I don't know what to wear. And Tiff goes, why do you wear that kind of check red shirt thing? And I'm like, oh my God, that's from the bag of shirts.
Bag of shirts. No, but as soon as he heard it, I don't know why, he just found it funny.
How do you think Captain is dressed today? Do you think he's dressed any better?
He's dressed like a traveller of the new far right.
Yeah, you're right.
Literally, yeah, looks like he's part of some
Captain
awful...
Captain Musk over that.
Like some awful group, like he's going to go home and type some sort of, I don't know, hate tract.
We were all thinking it.
To contaminate the pure blood of the inhabitants of these islands.
You have got me booked and paid for there, Johnny.
I'm joking.
You can suggest, by the way, legendary stories to Johnny and Gavin, whether epic, absurd or downright bonkers, and Johnny and Gav will decide if they think they're blooming legends or not.
Oh, that'd be great if you could get people to do that. We're on Instagram, at Blooming Legends, TikTok and Instagram. Your own legendary stories. That'd be fantastic if you could do that. Your own legendary stories.
And if they're local, you get your money back.
Hey, are they local?
Blooming Legends is available now to listen to on Global Player or wherever you get your podcast from.
Go hit subscribe.
Yeah, what? This is the...
Go hit subscribe on it.
Go hit subscribe on it.
Thank you, Robbo.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say... This is the only show worth listening to this time of morning. It really is. Not just because I'm here.
No.
But because it genuinely is. There's no one doing what you guys do every morning. It's just awesome. You can't tear your ears away from the speakers. Right? And sometimes I don't. I literally stare at the radio sometimes when you lot are on. Like, you know when dogs are just waiting for their master to come back to the car?
That's nice.
That's what I'm like in the car. I'm just there like that. Like a proud Labrador. Yeah. Like that. Slightly aimless, but fascinated and engaged. I just love it. It's just the business. Earlier on when I said that, Dom goes, oh, thanks very much, Johnny.
I didn't say it like that. I went, do you look at it? Thanks, Johnny.
You really sent it out like that's just you.
And Johnny
everyone
said,
else just nodded. You went, oh, thanks very much.
Johnny
really
said, that's not aimed at you. Well, you read the news.
Fair enough. It's just British genius.
Thank you, Johnny, that's very kind of you.
You don't miss that. Was that girl who was on?
I married
that bloke.
Oh,
I forgot.
I can't remember.
She's gone. Don't forget as well, 4 o'clock this afternoon, Johnny Vaughan. And look around the UK for our great billboards that have suddenly reappeared again.
Boom.
I drove past your face this morning on the M1. You're looking terrific.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you did. You look lovely on the M1 this morning.
There you are. Johnny Vaughan in the 4 till 7 thing back this afternoon at 4. Johnny's new podcast, Blooming Legends, is available to download and subscribe to right now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Johnny.
And a pleasure. An absolute honour to be here with you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Dominic, did you hear
welcome,
that?
Johnny. Thank you. The Chris Miles Show.
Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
This Mother's Day, Asda has all you need to show mum she's loved and appreciated. With a pink gin collection on rollback from £8 to £6.96. Exclusive Lindt Lindor raspberry and cream truffles on rollback from £7.13 to £4.98. And a selection of cards for just 28p. After all, think of all the times you stood in the rain watching you play football. Give mum a lovely gift for a lovely price. That's Asda price. Select a store subject to availability. Offer ends 30th of March. 3x5cl gin bottles. May exclude Asda Express and small stores.
From speeding through the Smiler's 14-loop roller coaster to taking on the twists and turns of the runaway mine train, Alton Towers Resort. There's no feeling like it. Book a day or a stay today. Height restrictions apply.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
At NutriCircle.co.uk, we're rescuing surplus protein products from the big brands you love and letting you have them for up to 60% off RRP. With massive savings on brands like Grenade, MyProtein, Huel, Misfits and Clif Bar. Plus, at NutriCircle, you'll get a free gift when you spend £40. Elevate your workout, not your spending. Start saving now at NutriCircle.co.uk. Brands and stocks may vary.
Whatever your budget, there's an amazing range of Mother's Day gifts at Aldi. Just what you'd expect from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. Treat your mum to breakfast in bed, a hearty family roast, or get her flowers to show her you love her a whole bunch. Aldi, Which Cheapest Supermarket 4 years running.
As Bethany opened her Amazon parcel, her heart began to race. Waterproof LCD display and heart rate monitoring. This fitness tracker won first place with Bethany for quality and price. 5 stars from Bethany. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love. Darling, hold my
hand. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. So what are you waiting for? Escape to favourites like Costa Blanca, Morocco and the Algarve. And get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from your nearest airport with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage or protected, subject to availability and conditions.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
Morning, me! On today's 4 till 7, Fang! Little Cy rocks the mics, plus more stack and pack fun.
Let's dance late.
And radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic based, true or false challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. It's the Pet Town Quiz! Plus, move over, Captain! I'm on the show right now!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Thoughtful driving tips from Esso, number 6. This is John. He's on his way to town again to meet his butcher, with whom he's having a secret fling. It's not his wisest move. 59% of UK car journeys are under 5 miles, and John could have cycled or taken the bus and saved fuel. Is that cologne you're wearing, John? Making one less car journey. That's thoughtful driving. Esso. Visit esso.co.uk for more information.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Ready for another dose of The Chris Moyle Show? Cool. Me too.
Radio X.